Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 67th edition of the Cannes Film Festival, here with director Pascal Ferran, who presented her film Bird People at the Un Certain Regard section of this year's edition of the festival. This is a film that tells the story of a man and a woman longing to escape, to fly away and leave their lives behind. It's a very interesting film that, in fact, has some similarities with your previous work, Lady Charlie, and in particular, explores the themes of nature and human nature in similar yet more extreme ways that somewhat flirt with a sci-fi and fairy tale approach. So, how that happened? How did you come up with this approach?
I think just like François Truffaut, who said that often you're making a film in opposition to your last film. Before I shot Lady Chatterley, I had the idea for making a film that was very contemporary, dealing with the contemporary world, but I wasn't able to make that film. After Lady Chatterley, then I came back to this idea of making a film that... Lady Chatterley was, while a costume drama, was a film in which I sought to make the emotions absolutely topical, absolutely current, contemporary. And after Lady Chatterley, then I again wanted to make a film that dealt with today's world, the world we're living in, a world that's in mutation, a world that's shifting because of a new technology, because of cell phones, internets, all these changing things that are changing our behavior. I see that in my own life, how it's changing my life, changing all of our behaviors. So that was the initial desire, to make a film that was contemporary, but at the same time, not only one that was relied on realism, but also that called on the imagination.
I think this film is one of the most interesting ones I've seen at this festival so far, and I think we could talk about it for a very long time, probably more than we have. But to start off in an organic kind of way, I just wanted to know about the way that the film was, the story, the narrative was constructed, because it's split into two, and then there are different parts, and they develop in an almost unpredictable, surprising way, but very realistic.
C'est vrai. En tout cas, moi, je sais que j'aime beaucoup les... Then it making a portrait of today's world, then that authorized me, in fact perhaps even required, a form of collage. I was interested in investigating the changes in our activities, the form of our activities, and this is something that a French author, a Swiss author, Birete, who I'm not familiar with, has helped me to clarify my thought about this. He talks about a shift in form of activities, and we've seen this. We've so often that think we're in our memories, we're lost in thought, we're daydreaming, and suddenly our cell phone rings and we're propelled into an entirely different space and time, perhaps dealing with professional life, our family life, something very personal. But there are these different blocks and we're constantly shifting between them in our lives. We may be talking about work, family, a hobby that we're interested in, an association that we belong to. We have all these files open in our mental desktop and we jump from one to the other. And it was my aim then, as I say, this aim into dealing with contemporary life, then authorized me this audacity, authorized me the boldness of this form narrative structure, the fact that in our lives that we have these blocks of activity and we change from one to the other, and that's what brought me to the form of the blocks and the collage that are so important to me, that I like so much.
I wanted to get back to the point of modern life and the reflections on modern life. I really appreciated the use of finally, because it's actually pretty rare, considering that we live in a modern world, it's still pretty rare, to see in cinema modern elements like Skype, like technology in general. So you're willing to welcome that into your cinema.
Oui, c'est assez surprenant. Yes, absolutely. For me... Even I wanted to integrate these, even though in my personal life I'm a little bit awkward when it comes to a new technology. I had never used Skype before. Of course, I have a cell phone. I use SMS, email, and I do a little bit of browsing, but it's much less a part of my life than other people. Than the life, for example, of my co-script writer, who's younger and much more into these technological aspects. It was he who came up with the idea of a conversation with Skype, and immediately I jumped on the occasion because it seemed to me
perfect and also a fantastic cinematic means of presenting breakup in daily life. Then it's much more in real life, it's much more logical these days to Skype than to phone, especially for a longer sequence. And that seemed to me a fantastic way of treating that scene. I have a strange relationship to things today. On the one hand, there are many things about today's life that drive me crazy, the divisions, the things that that separate us, the fact that the growing inequalities, the ultra-liberalism, the overconsumption, the huge quantities that we see of everything, material goods that we see around us, that I find abominable. At the same time, I see things that bring us together, and those are things that create divisions and create confrontation. But at the same time, as I'm open and willing to embrace things that are new and that create relationships that bring us together. So I'm caught in a bind between what I see as negative and the desire to improve the world, looking for new potentials, the potentials and things that I see potential for improving our existence. So I'm caught between this. I'm certainly not in the position where one of those people who looks and says everything was better before.
So what was more difficult, the special effects to make the bird seem realistic in the second part of the film, or the wonderful and complex camera movements that reproduce the bird's flight in first person?
Both of them. Give two.
What made them so complicated and so difficult was actually the massive difficulties. Each of difficulty of itself was difficult, but it's something you could manage it. But the addition, the piling up of all these was somehow made the increase in difficulty geometrically. Each of those had difficulties, and it forced us to be inventive. We didn't have a huge budget, so because of that, then each shot we'd have to find a way of doing things that was as economic as possible. But at the same time, I think that having a small sufficient but low budget is very good, because it forces you to be creative. And every day, in fact, we were creative. The shots that were in the case of the birds, then it was difficult because you didn't. The modest shots in which you only needed a very small crew involving the birds, and then on the other hand, you had shots like the helicopters, where the technical demands were so huge, and not only technical demands, but flying a helicopter over Wasi at night involves tons of paperwork and authorizations, and you have to get 22 different forms, and it involves the Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Civil Aviation, Air France, the different mayors involved, and so that was absolutely staggering. The shots with the birds, however, although the requirements were so much smaller, were incredibly harrowing as well, because every morning you'd get on set and I'd try to figure out how would you get the bird to do exactly what you required for the shot. How would you get the bird, the sparrow, to fly over and hit the light switch? And that wasn't always easy. And every morning I and my DOP would arrive on set sick with worry, wondering if we'd be able to get what we needed to tell a story.
Thank you very much, Pascal Ferran, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.